got down the street.
We'll get the stream going here. We're going to start this. Well, we are still handicapped by microphones. The video stream is only working off of the lip of this, and so it's going to be difficult on the video stream to hear him talk.
So the audio stream is only going off of here.
Well, and the audio stream, actually, I'm going to move this slightly closer down that area so that you got a better chance of hearing him. What I'll probably end up having to do in the long run is take the audio I record off of this and mix it with the video and repost it on YouTube.
I know when I watched it at home, every time anybody else says anything,
it's very difficult to hear. Yeah, and so when I've had problems with the video's audio, I will sit down at a MacBook,
yes,
and I will pull in. Like, this is the audio stream. If you listen,
and that's
the
it. I promise. No, no
matter. It's actually got a much better audio quality than watching the video stream. Yeah. And so if it's something like Marcus Cruz's presentation, that's horrible audio off the video, then I took the recording I made for the podcast and I synced that with the video, I encoded it and sent it up to YouTube so that there's something there, there's some actual meat to take advantage of. We're going to start this stream. And we are. Gee, I mean, are we going to start on time? I should show up an hour ahead of schedule every time.
Scott, you're going to be on time starting, and everything's working.
Yeah, it's that is unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, you starting on time, it has happened.
It is kind of like we're in the twilight zone, because not only do we have an arguably organized topic, but all the equipment is working, and we're starting on time.
Oh, that
I think you're asking for it.
Something's going to fail immediately.
Those beams up above you, they're tied on.
You're under the same one.
They don't splice it anywhere close to a post. It's a support, right on the support point. I was in Conquista. All of their things are spliced.
Okay. I think we're ready to start. We got a nice group of people here. Should we come to a semblance of order here? Hey guys, what was that? Bam, bam! I got my finger guns out. Well, welcome one and all to our San Carlos Computer Club. I'm Scott Stimson from International Computer Solutions. And solving all your computer problems here amongst coffee and friendly people. Well, today we have a special presentation or a special guest that's going to join us and answer some questions for us. It's the owner and operator of the Horizon Smart Home. Is that the way you refer to your business, the Horizon Smart Home business? These folks have come into San Carlos to offer security and home automation. And they're ready to answer some of our questions, give us a little bit of information about their business. And then afterwards, we can get to some topics. I'm hoping some people brought some of their own computer issues and questions. But before we get started, I just wanted to check and see, has anybody checked the Uber video? Of the,
no, the car? No.
Of killing the lady? Yeah.
But I see the governor's not going to let them experiment anymore.
Well, and he shouldn't. If you see the video, it's pretty obvious that car didn't do anything to stop. The car mowed that person over.
But she appeared a split second out of the darkness.
Yeah, she did.
You're absolutely right.
Because she was jaywalking with her bike.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Now, the driver, they have video of the backup driver looking down, probably texting, caught off guard when the... And the car didn't jump, it didn't hesitate, it just ran her right over. The point being that their technology is advertised as being ready for those circumstances. That car is supposed to see that stuff happening. So the car should have been slowing down as she was approaching the car. And it failed. They haven't come out with any official
statement.
So they
have, like, radar.
That's right.
That they can sense it. But my question is, what is the car's prescribed response? Is it to slow down in path, or is it to veer off and go off the edge of the cliff when there's something in front of them?
Well, that's interesting. I wouldn't know how to answer that question. What I do understand from what they've said is that the car should have at least slowed down. It should have known there was somebody approaching from the side, regardless of whether your eyes could see somebody approaching from the side. The car is supposed to be able to see people.
So the technology is not light sensitive then?
No, it's not. Yeah. It's a radar type technology.
And shouldn't, as an aside, shouldn't the driver have been at least looking up?
Right.
But I don't think he would have been able to stop quick enough based on...
Human reaction,
I think human reaction would have been a slamming of the brakes and skidding into the person. I think that's what would have happened, in my opinion. It's pretty unfortunate. It's unfortunate for Uber, too, because Uber has so many bad marks against it. This is just one more bit. And I can't help but think a little conspiracy theory, because I know that for this technology to go forward, somebody has to die. Somebody has to get hit by a self-driving car so that we can go through these steps, so that we can investigate and make legislation and set precedents before we can go forward and take this as serious technology. And so there's a little bit of a conspiracy theory in the back of my head going, I feel like they threw Uber to the wolves, right? It's like they got so many bad marks. Of course they're the ones that are going to screw up. Anyway, I just wanted to share my two cents on that and see if anybody had... Check out the video. It will change your opinion of the whole situation when you see it. The car did not stop for anything.
So you think she was a suicide walker?
No. I don't honestly believe
that. It was a setup.
But I think it's interesting to think about. It's like, because you know these things... This is the way things go. I mean, just like with the Facebook... thing that's happening right now, it's spawning legislation right now because of the way they've mishandled people's personal data. We weren't really dealing with that issue until now, and that's how this stuff happens.
I was surprised. And it could be my perception, but there was nothing on the vehicle that identified it as an Uber or driverless,
like,
quote
unquote.
Lyft mustache. Yeah.
But there was nothing on it that said driverless, or of course it wasn't, but it was.
Right.
There was nothing identifying it.
I mean, if you look at the cars, they have a spinning radar that's on the top of the.
Okay, there is.
Yeah, there is a. Okay. I mean, you can really identify these cars because they've got equipment mounted on the top of the cars.
It's like the Google picture car, huh?
Right, for right, Google like Earth. The Google picture car, very much so.
Google mapping.
Yeah. I did like Paul's reference to the picture car.
Whatever.
It's not like they come around and snap selfies.
But aren't those driverless?
No, not the mapping cars. Mm. But there's already been a self-driving, and I'm sorry, I've forgotten which company it is, but there's already been a self-driving company that's come out saying, our car wouldn't have done that.
My children don't act like that.
Yeah, right.
I think that's a pretty... Yeah, you're right. I think that's a pretty ballsy statement to make. I mean, that's exactly what happened with the Meltdown Spectre issue with Intel and AMD. And AMD pops up going, well, we don't have a problem. And then, no, you've got much more than one problem. You got about a dozen problems now. I think it's pretty... pretty ballsy for a tech company to start pointing fingers at another tech company at the, in this day and age, because they're screwing up too. Let's go ahead. I want to give Kenneth maybe 5 minutes or less just to tell us about his business and open up the floor to questions. He's down here at the end of the table. We can give him a little. Yep. Thank you for showing up.
Well, where to start? 1980, I started a company in California called Century Security, and been continually staying in the business since then, so I've been in the business 38 years.
Can you speak a little louder, please?
I will certainly try. Okay. Can you hear me better?
Yeah.
Maybe stand up.
Or stand up at the end of the table.
All right, well, I was asked not to stand.
Where's the AJ? I did premise this with we're very unorganized.
And we're not exactly organized either. We're here to do a question and answer. We do have quite a few years of experience in security. In the last 10 years, I've gotten involved more and more with smart home because smart home has become more affordable. A smart home house in the past would cost $20,000 to $40,000 to automate. Nowadays, $1,000, $2,000 can get your house automated with a security system, a smart home system. You can control your lights, your air conditioning, your garage door, your locks. You can literally open doors, close doors, basically make a wish list like in the 80s. The difference now is it's less expensive and it's faster, it's better, kind of like all the technology. Everything's just been screaming for the last 30 years technologically, as you guys are probably more aware than us. But we started planning this in 2016. Anybody that's run a business down here knows it's not too easy to open up a business in Mexico. There's lots of hoops to jump through. But last summer, we finally got the green light and started beta testing our product with AT&T and their towers in Mexico for the first time. This particular control unit, which won Panel of the Year in the United States in 2017,
would you mind holding it up for us just so we know what you're talking about?
We're going to pass it around. And
oh, cool.
Lots of questions and answers. It brought me out of retirement, basically. I've been retired for 10 years. With the prices, the situation down here, the need down here, we opened and we're getting the success we expected. A lot of people are very interested in this. We're more than happy to answer any questions you might have. I brought some brochures. I did bring one of the units with us. We have a website that we generally refer people to because there's so much to talk about with smart home and security. Just as an example, Z-Wave is the form that is used nowadays for smart home, and there's 2,100 different Z-Wave devices. So I can't bring 2,100 brochures or 2,100 different products to show, but I can come back again if people have specific questions and bring the product and demonstrate how it works. It's really slick.
Okay, now, is there a monthly charge?
For smart home?
Yeah.
Yes, there is, depending on what you end up getting. There's all different levels. If you have just security system, straight burglar alarm, fire alarm, medic alert, it's $25 a month monitoring through our UL certified central station in the United States. It too won Central Station of the Year award. Every year they have the ISC show, the International Security Conference in Las Vegas, where every big company in the world comes and shows their wares. Like the CES show, I guess, is what you folks go to. Every year they have a vote who has the best system, who has the best service, who has the best central station. And basically, we've chosen each and every one of the products that have won awards. My company in the United States has been selling these products for 3 years in the United States and had very good success there. And they kept saying, this is what San Carlos needs. Met Augustine, 9 years experience working here in San Carlos. And we've teamed up to perform or to make Horizon Smart Home. That's kind of everything in a nutshell. Question time.
Very neat.
I
thank you,
Kenneth.
I
brought some brochures, like I say, and then the control unit.
I have a question.
Certainly.
There was a rumor going around that you don't come to the house when the alarm went off.
Well, that was on a blog that we chose not to respond to. It is simply not true. Every alarm company responds to an alarm. You have to, especially in the United States where liability is so high and lawyers are looking for a mistake.
So can you take us through what your procedure is if an alarm goes off?
Absolutely, and thank you for the question. Normally in the United States, because there is false alarm fees, the premise is called first when an alarm happens. Here, because of the situation with the police department being a little slow, and there is no false alarm fee, our first call is to the police department. 99% of the alarms that we have as a company in the United States, and here again as well, the alarms that we get are customers making mistakes. We're humans. The machines aren't. So with that in mind, the majority of alarms are going to be false, caused by the customer. So what we do is we have five different ways to call the police off in the event of an alarm. With our central station, we have an application on your smartphone, which is kind of new to the industry, which is one of the reasons I got back. With the company we use for the smart home and the automation and the interactive part of the alarm, alarm.com, it also has an application. With our alarm panels, we program in a 15-second delay before the call is placed to the police department. Basically, your alarm sounds on site for 15 seconds to let you know you've messed up, enter in your code. Each and every one of our systems, we program into the panel an automatic abort when the code is put in within a minute. So it will send a cancel immediately to Central Station. The next thing, obviously, Central Station will call after a dispatch is made to make sure that, to verify if it's false or not, if the customer has not called in, if the customer has not used their Central Station application, if the customer has not entered in the alarm.com application. The fifth way that you can stop the call is simply call the Central Station and tell them, I messed up. You give them your passcode so we know it's you. Call is canceled. So we get the dispatch out quicker. The next thing is the central station we use has a software called Stages. And the way Stages works is, depending on which system you go with, time of transmission with a landline, a regular telephone line to central station, takes 3 to 5 seconds to get to our central station. With that panel that's being passed around, it's cellular, and it's kind of hard to believe, but it's literally instantaneous. It's absolutely incredible how quick the signal gets there. Once the signal gets to central station, it is automatically routed through the computer system to a bilingual operator. Within seconds, all of the information is up on the computer screen for the operator to take a look at. At the same time, the software is dialing the police department here. All the operator needs to do is speak into the telephone and tell them what is happening. So things happen quickly. That is the sequence of events.
That's great. Is there an interaction that's happening with somebody in the house? You said they had a 15-second delay. They got to. Does that allow you to talk back to Central Station?
Yes, it does. And we've always had the ability since the 80s to have voice. If you've ever been in a Central Station that uses voice to verify, and you have a busy time, it's not something you want to rely on. No. Security needs to be 100%. And when you're relying on somebody's voice, it's not so good. What we do offer is something that is relatively new technology. I didn't bring enough of them, but if we could pass these around. This is a motion sensor, like the good old-fashioned motion sensor that everybody's seen for years. But this motion sensor has a camera built into it. And whenever it is actuated, it will send pictures to your smartphone, and once again, right now. So one of the concerns the customers have had here, most everybody's more afraid of the police than they are of the burglar.
Hey, keep in mind I'm recording this, okay? Keep those relationships nice.
All of the stories I've heard have not come from us. We haven't had a situation at all. But I've heard stories both directions on who's taking what. Well, this takes the question mark out. we get pictures of what's happening now. On that panel that's being passed around, there's a camera built into it as well. I believe it's a 5 megapixel. So every time you arm or disarm the system, it will send a picture to your smartphone instantly.
Oh, sorry.
So you know who it is. So if you're in a situation where you rent your home, and people that are supposed to be in your home are not the people disarming. In other words, I've given Scott a code to my panel that I see Richard, the photographer,
right,
coming in. It's like, well, wait a minute, I gave Scott permission, not Richard. What are you doing?
Right.
So you have a whole different level of security. The next step is with Alarm.com, it's interactive. So whether your system is armed or not, it's like a computer overlooking your alarm panel, and it literally memorizes your house and the way you live. And whether or not, well, for example, in my home, I have windows that I don't open regularly. My wife was cleaning the house, and all of a sudden, bling, on my smartphone, I get a message, unusual activity. No alarm, no call to police, nothing. It's just informing me that a window was open that hasn't been opened in 2 months. No big deal, but I thought, wow, how convenient.
That's very cool. It sounds like they've got a bit of artificial intelligence going on there. Learning your patterns.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it does. And the longer you have it, the more it learns, and the more you just sit back and scratch your head and say, wow, this is a whole different level. Whether the system is armed or not, you have control. Example, a kid comes home from school, they disarm the system, they send a picture. The adult doesn't know if the child has left or not. They have the ability with the Alarm.com app to get in to the system via the image sensor and do a snapshot and see if she's in the living room or if there's getting motion detection as she's walking around the house, so you know that there's somebody in the house still or if they've actually left.
So you said you work with AT&T. Is that very reliable now down here?
AT&T, well, basically all of the alarm communication in Mexico prior to us going to AT&T was through Telefonica. And Telefonica apparently had problems with roaming. With the Alarm.com service, we have something called geofencing. Are you folks familiar with that?
Yep.
What,
we've dealt with geofencing in terms of television service.
Okay.
Sometimes we're dubbed the TV club.
Okay, good. Well, I got questions for you. But what geofencing does is if you leave, what is the smallest area, a kilometer and a half? We can set up a system where if once you leave your home, you get a kilometer and a half away. Through the GPS on your smartphone, it's going to notify alarm.com. It's going to check to see whether your house is armed, your doors are closed or locked, your lights are on, your air conditioning's on. Send you a message to tell you what do you want to do. Or we can set up where just automatically arms your system, turns off your air conditioning, turns off your lights, etc.
So in a perfect world, you could just walk out the door and the house locks behind you, it arms the security system and lets alarm.com know no one's supposed to be in there.
Absolutely true. On the other side of the coin, using the Bluetooth technology in your smartphone, this particular panel has a patent on Bluetooth disarming. So once you get close to your home, about 30 feet for Bluetooth, it'll automatically disarm your system, unlock your door, turn your lights on, turn your air conditioning on, get it ready for you to be home. Above and beyond that, you can set up SCEDs, like the old VRK light control systems. I don't know if you folks remember those from the 80s and then the 90s, where you can make your house look like it's lived in with lights coming on and going off. You can set up scenes for night at home alone with the wife or party with the lights up high. You make a wish list. I don't even know where to start and end.
Okay, question.
Sure.
Okay, so this is run by AT&T.
No, AT&T is the form of that we communicate with.
Okay, so the Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi ties in, so we...
With your Telmex.
Right. For example, we just got an update on the Qolsys software. They automatically download the software to the panels. The newest update is this panel now is going to double as a screen. So when you have cameras in your system, you can not only see them on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, but you're going to be able to have your alarm panel work as a screen for your cameras as well.
And how much is this alarm panel?
Right now, they're like $400.
I think everybody's seen
$399.
I'm sorry, what was that, $399?
$399.
For the panel itself?
The panel itself is probably the most expensive on the market, but it's not just a security panel. It's a security panel. It's a smart home hub. It has Z-Wave radio built into it. It has a cellular communication built into it. It has a camera built into it, and it has a glass break sensor built into it.
Well, and it looks like it can float around the house like a tablet.
You can carry it around like a tablet, or it is wall-mounted in most cases. Mm-hmm. It actually comes with a stand.
A so kickstand.
Exactly.
Kirkman, go ahead.
So is the security and the smart home, can they be operated independently or subscribed to independently?
Absolutely. In the olden days, security was completely separate from smart home. The modern times, it's combined. The reason for that is everything is now on one application. So you don't have to flip through your phone going through 6, 7, 8 different applications to perform all of these tasks. But yes, you can buy just a security panel. We would not suggest this one. This is more geared towards smart home and security.
How can you buy the smart home without the security?
Absolutely.
Okay. And how complicated is it programming?
Here's my programmer. Ask him.
He has
about
it's
4 months of education. It's not simple, but it's...
Yeah, it's not complicated at all. It's not... These days, it takes time to learn it, but depends on what you want to ask. You know, what is your needs? Like depending of what is your plan to add in your.
Well, most of the benefits of the smart home that you described.
Yes, we can start with either just with the deadbolt for your house, like you can control your house with your smart home hub. You can add lighting. You can add. Thermostats, you know, and all it is just creating rules for a smart home hub. So, let me see if I understand your question. It's for you're doing it yourself, or
no, no, for having it installed, but if I want to, let's say, operate the system, let's say to do certain on and off. First of all, are you selling each? Ability separate, or is it all one price for everything included?
All
separate.
All separate.
They, like I said, there's 2,100 Z-Wave devices. For example, lighting. If you want to control just one light, your most inexpensive way is just take the light bulb out and screw a Z-Wave light bulb in. Mm-hmm. Are you folks familiar with Z-Wave?
Not as a protocol, but we're definitely becoming exposed to all these smart hubs things that are available, the light bulbs, the security camera light bulbs, that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, there's thousands of different options and manufacturers.
If you wanted everything that you offer in the smart home, what's the monthly subscription look like?
The monthly subscription for Alarm.com is anywhere between $8 and $12 a month. Our monitoring is $25 a month. But with the Alarm.com, you now control your alarm. You can arm it, disarm it, check in.
So you're going to have the complete smart home for $30-some-odd a month.
Absolutely. And those prices actually are cheaper than we're charging in the United States.
How about
less money.
Accidents.
If you have an accident in the home.
What do you mean by accidents?
You fall.
Somebody falls.
A medical emergency.
Well, that's a great question, yeah.
Especially in this population.
No, we have medic alerts that hang around your deck, on your watch. You can use your phone to call for help. The smartphone people who live with them, they're pretty much attached to us nowadays. But the old-fashioned way is the pendants and the watches.
And you guys support that as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This particular, all of our panels can handle, the smallest panel can handle 96 zones or 96 devices. So you can, there's not a house in San Carlos that's big enough to tap these out.
Is that the Z-Wave hub? Is that what that ends up being?
It's one of the radios built into it, yes.
Okay.
It has a total of 6 radios built into it.
So if you turn off your internet when you leave for the season, does this still work?
It still works. It's going to communicate via cellular. You're not going to get any updates. And we're going to get a signal every day saying you didn't communicate.
So the alarm system still works?
Absolutely. It sends a signal out cellular.
Okay.
And it sends it to me wherever I am? So
if you have alarm.com and you have it set up that way, how many options are there on alarm.com in total?
To tell you a number, it's limited. You can create with alarm.com. Starting with geofencing, you have unlimited geofences you can create.
Make a wish list.
It's pretty much.
We can set it up to do pretty much whatever you want.
This work in like you have the other security company in town? Does this work in conjunction with the other security company?
Okay, the equipment.
Like you already have their stuff, and then.
Very, very good question, and very key part of what we studied and thought about before we opened. The product that the other company uses is General Electric. It was originally ITI, then it was General Electric, then it was Interlogix. Now I believe it is UTC. It's excellent quality equipment. It's 25-year-old technology. The technology is still good. The equipment is still good. It just doesn't do much. All of our systems that we sell, including the Qolsys, are compatible with the GE systems. So all of the sensors that exist in San Carlos can be simply tied in to a Qolsys system or to an alarm.com radio that we can put on top of their system to give you the smart home. So as long as you have a compatible panel type that they've installed, alarm.com sells a radio for $200. It attaches onto your existing system and then gives you the same type of controls. The only thing that you lose by doing that would be your Bluetooth disarming, because that's a patent of the Qolsys system. Yes?
I have a neighbor with a physical condition who has absolutely no technology at all.
Okay.
We're all intimidated by young people that understand all this stuff. But
I agree.
This sounds like it would be good for her to have as a medical alert kind of thing. What is your procedure when someone calls in and says, I've fallen and I can't get up?
Well, in a situation like that, they are going to call the premises. To see if
call the who?
Call the premises to see if they can get a hold of somebody,
okay.
And then obviously call the Scotty.
Okay.
Once again, the signal process is quick, and that's something that we work on. We worked on all last summer to get the fastest method of getting a signal out of it. As far as the people that are not technically inclined, this system is literally automatic. They don't even need to do anything. With the Bluetooth disarming, it'll disarm, turn everything on for them when they come home, and when they leave, geofencing will turn it all off. So the people that are not technically inclined, this is perfect. They don't need to do anything.
That's really neat.
Can you try into the current camera systems that a lot of us have at our houses? That's supplied by Cyberco.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Cyberco offers a service. That's the alarm company in town.
Mm-hmm.
And we have cameras that we can watch our house from remote.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what would happen to that?
Well, those are closed-circuit TV systems, generally, where you have a DVR on site. So it's a completely standalone system. So it would not tie into this. So you would have your application. And then if you end up...
Well, actually, Cyberco supplies it. In other words, it's just a Panasonic camera, and it's part of the alarm system.
It's part of the alarm system?
Well, they supply it. We don't have a DVR or anything like that. I can actually get off...
Irving, normally you do have a box somewhere that's recording that video, and they have access to that box from outside.
But if I want to see what's happening at my front door,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in Alaska,
yes,
I just look up front door, and it shows me a camera which can
mm-hmm.
scan.
And that's the way those systems work, and the point that Kenneth is trying to make is that's apart from the security service. They're using that to give you security service,
okay.
But you own that equipment. That's in your house.
Right, they just monitor it.
That's right. That's part of what Cyberco's been doing.
Okay.
And it sounds like you have options for taking that kind of equipment and making it available. It sounds like there's some real personal tailoring that ends up happening here in San Carlos.
There can be. Mm-hmm. Every home has a different situation, so we generally need to go out and take a look and see what equipment they have.
Do you have stuff working in town now?
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay. And you have a person that can come out and give us an analysis right away?
Absolutely.
Okay. And it sounds like, as far as the security sensors go, things like door sensors, window sensors, any of that that's already installed and working correctly, there's an option to add this service to that so you can take advantage of stuff that's already in place.
We would just simply learn in the existing devices to the new panel.
And all this is within the less than $40 range?
The monthly, yes.
Yeah.
See, in the United States, the average monitoring fee for basic burglar alarm system is $28. The prices that are being charged down here, nobody charges that. That's part of why we're here. People were getting taken advantage of, in my opinion. Being the only game in town, charging prices almost double of what normal is part of the reason we're here. We're trying to offer a good service for a good price in San Carlos. This is my home. I've been here 18 years.
Hmm. Kenneth, can I ask you some questions about how you get your equipment? Is it purchased here in Mexico, warrantied here in Mexico?
Well, I had brown hair when I started.
We all did.
That's been interesting. Everybody knows what the iguana is?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we call it the iguana. And the iguana is hungry. Anytime they can nail us for 16%, they do. A lot of times they set their own price on the product, sometimes three and four times the price, the actual price. They say our price is incorrect and we've got to pay that tax. So we try and buy as few products as possible from the United States. We have distributors here. Qualsys is actually made in Mexico under the Tyco banner. Their headquarters are in San Jose, California. We get that product direct from them. And the price that we get is better than anybody. We are the only dealer in Mexico presently for Qualsys. Qualsys is huge in the United States. Just everybody in the United States is interested in bringing the security market south. Going back to Alarm.com, it's a 10-year-old business. In 10 years, they've got 6 million customers. Wow. In our industry, the biggest company in the world is ADT. They have 8.5 million customers, and they've been around since the mid-1800s. So Alarm.com is doing business like nobody's ever done in this business.
Wow.
So we're really happy to be part of it.
Linda, can I just quickly ask again? The what? Thank
one
you. I appreciate that. I another part of that question that I'm curious about is when these are electronic devices. They're going to fail at some point. Well, who is responsible for them when they fail? When you guys install for us, who do we call and how do we get them replaced? How do we get them serviced?
You call us.
So you are our distributor. And you offer some sort of warranty on some of this stuff?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, okay. What would be a typical warranty on sensors and things like that be?
Well, the standard is 1 year parts and labor. With our monitoring in the United States, if you're a monitored customer, we extend the warranty indefinitely. Basically, we put our money where our mouth is. We believe in our product. The GE line we have been selling in the United States since it was at ITI.
So hypothetically, like say I've made you responsible for a digital door lock, and it, a couple years from now it fails from dust and corrosion, I would say, hey, my, or you would probably tell me it's not working anymore. Does that mean you would send somebody out and they would replace that lock and I wouldn't be looking at any additional cost?
No.
Okay.
Thank you for asking that.
Yeah.
Because the Qualsys is so expensive and because the door locks are so expensive, I can't give a lifetime warranty for somebody else's product. The profit margin we have down here right now, it literally doesn't exist. It's covering our cost to get our name out. But door locks and things of that nature would have a 1 year parts and labor or 2 year if the manufacturer gives that. Whatever the manufacturer has, we honor.
Okay.
The Qolsys, we haven't had any problems with any of them, but they are expensive.
Yeah.
So.
Go ahead, Linda. I'm
okay, sorry. So since we're on that topic, okay, this is platform is Android OS. Okay, is it going to continue? Is it running on 7.0 or 5.0? So what's it running on, and is it going to have to be updated? That's okay. The first question, because I'm reading down this thing.
Okay, the updates happen automatically from Qolsys, kind of like Microsoft or Apple, depending on which computer you have, where they just download it.
Well, all our tablets, they do it automatically. On our tablets, we have to do it.
If I could interject, I suspect that it's treated like an embedded system, and so it would be specialized updates that go through that third party that wouldn't actually be coming from the OS builder like we're familiar with.
Okay, so what's a radio slot? It says extra radio slots, too.
Well, if you wanted to add a different frequency onto that system, it has a slot to do so.
Okay. And then what about the deal with the micro SD card?
The micro SD card is actually for if you want to have photos. You can have up to 18 photos of your family or vacation.
Oh, flipping like one of those?
Exactly, like a digital picture frame.
Camera. Okay.
I told you we were tech enthusiasts here.
And all these questions, this thing does pretty much everything, so you're really helping me out with my presentation.
Okay, so I'm just reading down here if there's anything else. Okay, so this says router, secure private network included. So you're going to have a router on top of this little box?
Well, in the house you have your router.
In the house? Yeah. Oh, your regular phone router. Okay.
But you said before that if I have that turned off, it still works.
It does. Yeah. It still works cellular.
Okay. Even though I don't have a great cell signal in my house.
Where is your home?
Loma Del Mar.
Yeah, we did some tests all the way to West El Sol, even to La Manga. Mm-hmm. Are you guys familiar with La Manga one?
Mm-hmm.
So we went all the way there and test their signals. You know, I'm sure you guys noticed in San Carlos, if you guys, I'm sure either you guys are using Telcel.
Mm-hmm.
So Telcel is one of the biggest cell phone companies in Mexico, which is building towers all over, you know, Mexico. And then AT&T is using the same towers as Telcel. So right now, because of the way that this the Qolsys is designed, has an antenna built into it. So if you have an issue with the signal, it actually can be upgraded with a bigger antenna just to increase your signal in your house. But we have signal all the way to La Manga.
Okay, I think what she's saying is a lot of people here leave for the summer and they turn off Telmex, mm-hmm. So their router isn't on.
Hey, yeah,
is that going to affect it?
You won't get any updates. But you'll still
have to have your router left mm-hmm. on.
Well, you don't have to. You can do it when you come back.
Yeah, it seems like, and I'm sorry to interrupt
Kenneth's
explanation, but to me it sounds like you always have alarm sentry. You're always monitoring your property through the cell, and what he means by updates is things like extra features and security fixes that would come through the internet.
Correct.
Not updates to my house.
Right.
Updates to the equipment.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of signals, part of the Z-Wave technology, what makes it slick is each Z-Wave device works as a repeater, too. So they'll work up to 30 feet, but if you have one here, another one there, you can extend it. And on this particular panel, and I believe on the alarm.com radio, you can have over 100 Z-Wave devices. So
So it's like a mesh network.
Like yes.
We discussed last week the kind of thing there. But
yeah.
When you say boost the signal, who's boosting the signal, you or Telcel?
What Kenneth's point there was that if you want to have sensors out on a far distant part of your house, they can piggyback on other sensors.
That, okay. But he just stated that if you have a poor signal, like she said, out in Loma Del Mar, how is the signal being boosted?
It's not boost, it's by the antenna. It's like when you have, have you guys seen it with your phone? like sometimes you get a phone call and you're inside the house and you just walked out of the house because of the amount of reverb in your property, right, in your house, mm-hmm, it actually interferes with your signal. So just by walking out of the house, you get a better signal. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys noticed that before.
Mm-hmm.
So sure, that's what we do with this panel. What the antenna built into the panel can be changed by adding a bigger antenna, a longer antenna, which increases your the strength of your signal on your panel.
The incoming signal from Telstar.
Oh, so you're saying
your house.
What happened, the signal, it's all in the air already. So what it limits your signal is what is catching the signal. Because the signal is in the air and it's a strong signal. So it all depends on your cell phone and the antenna built into your phone. It's what you're going to get receive your signal, right? So if you increase your antenna, you're going to have a better signal.
Okay. Think back to rabbit ears.
Yeah. Well, I pull the antenna up a little higher. That's good. In other words, you're like throwing an antenna up on the roof. So
I'm sorry, I got a little confused. That are you saying that the panel can actually act as a cell repeater?
No.
Okay.
No, the Z-Wave devices work as a repeater.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So it's not going to boost my cell phone signal.
It's not going to boost your cell phone signal, but an external antenna can be put on it.
So that,
yeah.
Okay.
We don't sell those. You guys are probably more up on that type of stuff, I would believe.
Very cool.
And can I take this equipment to Colorado?
Sure.
And it would work there too?
It would work
through you.
There. I'd probably end up hooking you up with our guys in Arizona. They're closer.
How do the motion detectors accommodate a dog wandering in your house
when
you're gone?
Another excellent question. Since probably the early 90s, they've had something called pet immune motion sensors. Basically, they ignore anything under 40 pounds. We have some that ignore anything under 88 pounds.
But can it can it scold the dog for getting in the trash when he's
it's a whole different automation there.
There's his wish list.
No, Fido, no.
You're going to have to go through that list of Z-Wave devices. Something to shock the dog.
Shock colors.
That's right. You can probably talk to him.
Probably.
Oh, that's so bad.
I'm curious, are you guys integrating this stuff with voice services that are becoming so popular with Alexa and Google Speaker, the Google Home?
Yes, it is compatible. Alarm.com, you can give voice commands and Alarm.com will operate via your voice.
On your cell phone?
Just as you walk into your home, it's. Oh, okay. You're talking about the Amazon, was it Echo?
Yeah, the Echo, the Alexa service, the Siri service that's coming out, the Apple HomePod, and Google Home, these smart speakers that are becoming very popular. I'm curious if you guys have had the opportunity to set some of that stuff up.
As of yet, no. We've got one interested party, but we're not trying to push anything on anybody. We're letting people learn it slowly and let the fire catch, and that's kind of what's happening.
The way this would be relevant is if you wanted to walk into your room and say, open the shutters or turn on the lights, things of that nature.
How lazy can you get? Come on now. You can't flip the switch.
I wanted to detect my thoughts.
Yes.
The difference in price between leaving your modem on all summer and having it shut up, isn't it 100 pesos?
About $8, yeah. About.
Wait, you're talking about your internet service? Okay. If you leave internet service on?
Yeah. It's not a lot.
If you leave your modem on, your internet service
and
on.
And I do leave mine on. $8. Hypothetical question.
I left mine on last year, and by the time I got back, it wasn't working.
Can we get out of the phone off?
Hey, I'll tell you, there is a good. On a side note, there's a really good reason if you've got fiber optics to continue that service through the summer, because Telmex has made it very clear that if you turn it off, there's a chance they'll resell it to your neighbor, and it won't be available to you when you come back.
That happened to me in Alaska. I lost my line. I did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's an old problem. It's like going back 15 years around here. You used to pay for your phone throughout the summer so you didn't lose your phone number. Yeah. But now they've got fiber optics in town, and some fortunate few have really fast internet connections. And we've already had experiences where people went ahead and shut off their internet connection throughout the summer, came back to find out that fiber optic line is no longer available to them. It's been sold down the street. Mm-hmm. So just an FYI on that theme.
Why couldn't they sell it to both places?
Because they haven't made the investment in the equipment to make sure that there's enough ports on their equipment to sell to more customers. They've put the equipment out in that area and say it's got a max of 24 or 48 people they can sell to. So there are people on that block that may be interested in fiber optics that are on a waiting list. As soon as you turn yours off, that's where that line is going. Then they have not made the investment. It's unfortunate, but it's a real truth around here. That if you all of a sudden had 40 customers in that area, they would probably go and put another switch out there. If you have two more customers in that area, they're saying it's not available. That's right. Yeah. And it still happens. I think you folks are having that experience right now in Ranchitos.
Last October, I had landline but no internet. I had the internet turned on. I lost the landline.
Well, do we have more questions for? And Kenneth, I'm sorry, you introduced your partner here, but what was his name again?
Augustine.
And you guys are in business here locally together. We contact you through the website. Also, is there a formal office somewhere that we should be aware of?
Well, the sales office is my home up here in the back of the yellow house.
Oh, okay. So. Up here on the hill?
Yes.
First house on the right. Do you have parts?
Yeah, I do. I brought some in the briefcase. Go grab them.
I bet you didn't realize you had so much content to deliver to us. I saw you were a little nervous when I said we had an hour, but you have filled most of our hour.
the deal is we could spend probably all day and not answer all the questions. There's that many options.
Well, we're sure happy to have you here. Do we have any more questions? Is there anything else itching on somebody's mind? James, you got anything?
How does it relate to Bitcoin?
How does it relate to Bitcoin?
Can you pay for it with Bitcoin?
Do you accept Bitcoin?
I didn't bring a whole bunch of Bitcoin. Yeah.
How about PayPal?
PayPal, that's right.
Stupid question. I don't want to say it.
Hey, one last question for me. If somebody gets into service with you guys and then later decides they want to get out of service with you guys,
excellent question.
How does that go about? Are you still able to take advantage of your smart home features?
Yes and no. First of all, we do not have lock-in contracts. If you want to cancel with us for whatever reason, we'll give you money back, pat you on the back, say we're sorry. We don't want an unhappy customer. As far as the smart home services, we work through Alarm.com. So if you want Alarm.com, you need to continue with Alarm.com. So you would need your alarm company to be Alarm.com dealer. Presently in Mexico City, Guadalajara, Monterrey, and San Carlos. Those are the only four Alarm.com dealers. In all of Latin America, there's 10,000 accounts with Alarm.com. 6 million in the United States and Canada. So Alarm.com is pushing real hard for Latin America, and that therefore us down here. So there will be more coming. Right now we are the distributor for Sonora.
But I'm assuming, though, since it is a Z-Wave compatible equipment, though, there are methods of taking advantage of the equipment that you've invested in.
There's literally hundreds of hubs, smart home hubs, that you can buy and do it yourself. A lot of them are really good. They're not as secure because all of this is encrypted signals through Alarm.com, and Alarm.com allows you to have everything on one application, which if you start doing a lot of the smart home, you're going to end up with 6-7 applications, and everything's left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. With Alarm.com, it's this nice, neat, clean package. It literally will change your life. It makes your life a lot easier. If you have a routine at night that you do, you got to go lock the door, shut off the light, put the dog. You can literally set it up where it's automatic.
Walks the dog.
And
I like that one.
Back to the dog.
He wants his wish list. The dog has to be walked.
All right. Yeah. I have a terribly naive question, but inquiring one. I'm not the only one. If you're, say, out of town and the electric goes off, what happens to your alarms and your lights and your whatever?
Well, you guys all have excellent questions. Every panel we sell has a backup battery.
Okay.
Every panel we sell will have a minimum 24-hour standby power. So
and this will handle appliances and et cetera, or only
well,
the
appliances probably
area.
Isn't it, but what about cameras and sensors and things of that nature?
With cameras, if you have a standalone closed-circuit TV system with a DVR, I'm going to turn this part over to Augustine because he's run into this over and over again. Explain how what happens with power, the IP address, et cetera. This is kind of up your guys' alley.
I'm sure you guys are familiar with the IP problems in Mexico. When the power goes off, you lose your IP address. So, for example, let's say I see this IP problem in Mexico this way. As I go into a big city, when you have a parking area, and then you go away, and when you come back, somebody already took your parking space. So IP address works like that. When your router loses power, your IP will change. What we recommend people in Mexico is to have a backup battery supply, so you can keep your IP address. What we found out with Telemex, you can buy your IP, but it costs about 1,000 pesos a month just to keep your IP for your cameras.
But Mega Cable, 70 pesos one time and you own it. You get a static IP address.
Oh, that's interesting. I wasn't aware of that.
We don't have Mega. Only some houses have that.
But you can circumvent this using like a dynamic DNS service, right? This is...
Yeah, what happened, you could, but what's going on on the DVR is you can lock your IP on your DVR, you know, by changing the HAP. So you lock that option or check that option out, so you keep your IP for your DVR. But I find out on the older models of the Telmex modem, it was an option that you can actually click on it and lock your IP. But Telmex updated all their modems, which forced the people pretty much to buy their IP if they want to keep them. And I think that's the reason why Telmex did, because they find out that you know, the technology was going on that direction of DVRs. So
Carlos Slim wasn't the richest man in the world anymore.
Well,
he wanted to make some more money.
And what we're talking about, is this how the cameras that you guys recommend work? Is it's a DVR? It's similar to the classic way we think of things?
Well, yes and no. Alarm.com offers its own line of cameras, IP cameras that tie in through Alarm.com. And then they're relatively expensive in comparison to the standalone. So what we're generally doing is a standalone CCTV system complemented with some IP cameras tied into the smart home. So you have one kind of protecting the other.
Okay, so what you'd have is like those rogue spots around your house. You might want another camera and then a complete system. So you'd have you'd have IP cameras that you would access in one manner, and then you'd have a complete system that you're accessing by itself.
But if you lose your IP address and it's no longer available and you're remote at this point, how does your cell phone or your remote equipment know?
That would not affect your security system. It will affect just your DVR system. All you need to be done is just to search for the new direction, pretty much your new address. So just by looking, it's just like the way that I found that out for me, that works very easy. There is a website that calls ping.eu. I'm sure you're probably familiar with
that's
it.
What they use here. Yeah.
So that website helps you to find your address for your modem. So what I recommend people, so it's very simple to use it. All you got to do is just search for that website, and it will give you your address and update it on your app for your cameras. So it's all it's needed.
Well, I imagine the alarm.com service also has its own proprietary dynamic DNS system for.
Yes, and that doesn't change. It's permanent on the system.
So if you are subscribed to this service, I would imagine that you've got, and what it's doing is it's keeping track of whatever your current IP address is whenever it comes up.
I understand it fully. Of course, it's not as simple as it sounds. But, you know, it's all adding on now to more technical stuff. But I could do it. I don't think a lot of people might have problems.
Well, after
the question, anyway.
After it's in place, it probably is fairly simple. It's probably not simple for somebody to set up, but it's probably simple for somebody to take advantage of. Well, great. We've kind of reached the end of our... Is there any more questions that anybody's interested in? Go right ahead.
If you want to take advantage of most of the smart home systems, installation, including the equipment, approximate how much original cost?
Well, we offered, three different packages, kind of a taste of each. The most expensive package, I think, is $1,200.
Oh, okay.
And that includes a door lock, touch button that opens automatically with the system, a Qualsys system. It includes some security devices. So if you already have an existing security system, you can be credited in the security devices you don't need towards other Z-Wave devices, lighting controls, air conditioning controls, garage door opener and closer.
So you can come down and give us an estimate.
Sure, absolutely.
So if you have an automated door lock and Riscati appears at your house, that can be unlocked for them?
Yes. They can get an individual code, or we can, with your phone, you can unlock it. Mm-hmm.
No, but I mean, if we're up, if somebody's alone in the house and they call for Riscati,
yes,
the door can be unlocked.
It can be unlocked and literally opened as well.
I've just got one more question about the panel. Is that directly, is the panel directly part of alarm.com? Or is
it was designed in conjunction with alarm.com.
Is it
functional without the alarm.com service?
It can be connected to the
It's designed to work in conjunction with alarm.com. You'd lose all the benefit of it.
Okay.
And if you didn't want alarm.com, then you would just go with a basic security panel.
Okay.
Great.
And those are quite a bit cheaper. Yeah.
And you say that it runs through AT&T, LTE.
F4G.
The now my question just evaded me. I did. It was very important too. My question. maybe we'll wrap it up here. Thank you guys. Thank you. Let's give Kenneth and Augustine a great hand. Thank you guys for coming and talking to us about this stuff. We really appreciate it. You guys will be internet stars now, and you look for yourselves on YouTube. We'll bring this. Is there any other? Yes, Mike.
Did you get an update email from Microsoft this week?
I
didn't look through it, but you have to agree to.
No.
They do have a new terms of service thing going around. Yeah. I haven't read it yet.
Okay.
So yeah, keep an eye out for that. Everybody's running around in circles because of the Facebook thing, so you can imagine the new terms of service from any of these companies has to do with what's happened with Facebook and Cambridge Analytica.
This guy just died a few months ago, and she's not well. Do you think this would be something
next fall,
to recommend
this is your last meeting.
Yeah, we're out.
Does she live here year-round?
We'll see you guys next fall. Have a good
basically,
trip.
Basically, I mean, she's gone for a month in the summer, but only a month.
You know, I mean...
Well, this has been the San Carlos Computer Club. Once again, we meet on Tuesdays from 9:15 to 10:15-ish. We just had a great presentation from Kenneth and Augustine from Verizon Smart Home. And I am Scott Stimson from International Computer Solutions. And if you have computer issues here or anywhere on the internet, I'd appreciate it if you get a hold of me. You can call me locally at 226-0209 or check out our website at internationalcs.net. If you enjoyed this presentation, if you enjoy our meetings, you can always check them out at our blog at sccclub.org or look for us as a podcast in iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you get your podcasts. Just give a search for the San Carlos Computer Club. We're going to wrap this up, say goodbye, tech on, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Scott.
You're very welcome.
Are you going to be here 2 weeks?
Yes. I will be here until June.
Well, actually, I'm going to my friend's house right here.
They're good. He's not going to